How are you?
Hi, just fine. How are you? This is Carla with WAFF.
Okay, hi. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Bristol over here in Farnborough, England.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. We spoke with Mr. Barth a little bit earlier, but just talk a little bit about, I guess, the relationships that are being built during this air show.
Okay. I've actually done numerous of these air shows with UCOM and that's European Command and, you know, the United States Army Assistance Command. And it's all about promoting goodwill with our you know, industry partners and coalition NATO forces. It's worked out very well. This has been a very high-level show for us as we're showcasing our newest aircraft. I'm the product manager for the UH-72 Lakota helicopter there within PO Aviation at Huntsville. And we've got a lot of visibility and a lot of interest from not only industry, but also we had the German Secretary of Defense come by and look at it, and a lot of other countries. So it's been very, very, you know, very good show as we promote, you know, goodwill, again, with our partners. So it's worked out very well.
Well, you mentioned that you've done this before, of course. Talk a little bit about maybe the relationship that has come out of perhaps past air shows, some of the relationships that were built and what came out of that we see.
Well, yes. In past air shows, I've been to Dubai, for example, and once again, just having, you know, sharing those capabilities and building those relationships with our NATO partners, coalition partners, and industry partners, it's been very beneficial. And to this day, I still maintain a lot of relationships with several of the people there. And it's good to when we talk about sharing information and so forth and building those relationships, I think it really bleeds over to just a strong partnership. So, again, today I still maintain that, and as we look at our equipment and think about interoperability on the technical side of all of our equipment, that's how we benefit back and forth. So it's worked out very well.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add, perhaps, that you think our viewers should know or would be interested in of what's going on there at the air show?
Well, this is one of the biggest air shows, and I think the U.S. Forces, of course, with approval of the Department of Defense, it's very beneficial. I mean, it just shows the goodwill and what we're trying to promote here. And again, it's all about building relationships, and I think we do a good job on that. We have several platforms, of course, just not the UH-72 Lakota, you know, feature our newest mission equipment package, which is a security support package. But I think it's important to have these presence, and we've done it for years, and it's worth the investment, absolutely worth the investment to come over here and do this. It's a lot of work, but the opportunity, I think, it's very rewarding.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to join us and talk to us over this interview via phone.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.